Hey trendsetters, for today's product review, I tried the Laneige Berry Lip Sleeping Mask. This cult favorite has racked up tens of thousands of five-star reviews, but while it may seem like everyone loves it, do I? Before I answer that, thank you for sending me products that you'd like me to try. I'm getting some great suggestions on Instagram. If you have something that you want me to check out, please hit me up on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. I will give the product a shot. I will let you know if it's worth your money. And you will get one. I'm doing a giveaway with every product review, 2 giveaways a week. The way to enter is really easy. Leave a 5-star review on Apple for this podcast, and in the body of the review, make sure to leave your Instagram handle so that I have a way to reach you if you win. And you will get the product that I'm reviewing if I love it. If I don't love it, I have something else great to send you. Either way, great giveaways. The best part is you only have to enter one time. You will be eligible to win in every single giveaway. It's 2 a week. Those odds are amazing. So please leave a review. Get yourself a gift. Okay, now on to the Laneige Berry Lip Sleeping Mask. Lips are having a really big moment right now, which is a little ironic considering that we're wearing COVID masks all the time. Nobody can see our lips, but searches for lip procedures are up. Dermatologists say they're seeing an increase in patients looking for lip enhancements. There are lip-shaped lip hydrating masks. It's a whole thing. I actually did a previous podcast episode about this, so check it out, please, if you haven't yet. And the Laneige sleeping mask is really a big part of that boom. So like I mentioned at the beginning, or Laneige, I hope I'm saying it right. Like I mentioned at the beginning, people love this product. It has 37,000 reviews with a 4.6 rating. I mean, that's nearly a perfect rating. The product says it's, quote, a lip sleeping mask that provides smooth, firm lips by gently melting away dead skin on the lips overnight with a sweet strawberry scent. It comes in several flavors, but I tried the berry. So the packaging, I'm looking at it now, it's really sophisticated and adorable at the same time. It's bigger than a typical lip balm at 20 grams, and it comes in this pink ombre pot. It's cute. The smell, I'm going to open it now and smell it. It's really, really, really beautiful smell. It's unmistakably berry, but it's also really light and subtle. It's like standing in a strawberry field in the summer. The smell is making me downright poetic. The texture is velvety. I'm putting some on my lips right now. It's velvety and creamy, but it's not sticky. So imagine if you took the tiniest drop of lip gloss and you mixed it with some Aquaphor. That's kind of the texture here. It feels nice and smooth, really creamy on the lips, and it has zero taste. So if you happen to get your tongue on it, you know, you're not going to taste anything kind of chemically. A little bit goes a long way. So this jar will probably last a very, very long time. And as it fades away over the hours, kind of absorbs into your lips. So it doesn't leave them feeling like more dry or peeling the way sometimes lip gloss can. So this sounds like I love it, right? Okay, here's the thing. It's $22. And while it is good, no question about that, I have tried plenty of drugstore lip balms that, in my opinion, are just as good. And if I'm being honest, Aquaphor is just as good. Please don't send me hate mail, okay? I do understand why people love this. It is a fun product. The packaging is pretty. It smells divine. It does everything it promises to do. So while I personally don't think it's worth the price tag, I totally understand if someone else does. So I won't say leave it. It is lovable, but I don't love it. That being said, because it is a great product, this will be my giveaway product this week. So this one's on me. You can enter to win by leaving a 5-star review on Apple. Don't forget to leave your name in the body of the review so that I know how to find you. Leave your Instagram handle so that I can contact you on Instagram when you win. And if there are any products that you want me to try, please send me ideas for product reviews. Message me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. Product reviews are every Monday and Wednesday. Full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter every Tuesday and Friday.